You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Systems initializing. Day 48372, relative time. Vessel designation, Euterpe. All personnel resuscitated from hypersleep 17 hours ago. HR files updated. Installing personal logs.
Must we always do this?
Please identify yourself.
Captain Michelle Eleanor Lambon.
Rita Berman.
Burke. Nina, Chief Engineer.
Lottie Henrys.
Hello, sweetie.
Please identify yourself.
Oh, for you, Hugo, anything.
Your identity is all that I require.
Oh, you're always such a spoil sport.
And it's River Song. Professor River Song.
Thank you, Professor Song.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
Confirmed. All Euterpe personnel have now been accounted for. Time to planetfall remaining approximately 27.46 hours, relative time. Please enjoy the rest of your mission together. Time, 35 minutes. Average speed.
Yeah. Enough of that. Sea simulation. How's she doing?
Oh, she's a fast learner. But she still has a lot to learn. How's the run?
VR landscapes are great, but they never quite get the terrain right.
Oh, you almost got me there.
Eye off the ball, Professor.
Yeah. Bring it.
Help me.
What the hell?
Hugo, terminate program.
That's Charlotte.
Henrys, this is Captain Lambeau. What is your emergency? Over.
Something's wrong.
No. No. Please, don't do this. Don't.
We have to get up there.
All personnel report to Sector Gamma 3 immediately. Crew member Henry is unresponsive. Suspected medical issue. I repeat, all personnel to Sector Gamma 3.
Lottie, can you hear me?
We're too late. And I don't think we can put this down to natural causes.
Thank you all for gathering here. I know this isn't easy or pleasant, especially for you, Amita. You really don't need to be here.
I want to stay. I need to know what happened to her.
I think we could all see what happened to her.
Perkis, please, show some respect. Something happened to Charlotte, and we need to find out what. It clearly wasn't an accident or self-inflicted, so... Are there any security scans we can take a look at? Perhaps some video footage?
Nothing. Sector Gamma 3 went offline shortly before she raised the alarm. They only came back on when you lot found the body.
Not a tech fault, then?
If it is, it's an extremely convenient one. And if someone wanted to cover their tracks, why make it so obvious?
You're suggesting this was deliberate? That one of us killed her?
Well, she certainly didn't do this to herself.
But why? Who'd do that?
Maybe ask the captain here. After all, she's the only one without an alibi.
What? But again, why make it so obvious?
What are you getting at?
Think about it. We've been in hypersleep, what, almost 50,000 days? We wake up, and suddenly this happens. That can't just be coincidence. Hugo, darling?
Yes, Professor Song?
Are you able to do me a colossal favor?
Please, state your request.
I need you to try and determine a cause of death. You have all our medical records on file, yes?
Indeed.
You monitor us all at regular intervals, so, and here comes the clever bit, are you able to call up Charlotte's imprints before and after her death, then examine them for any discrepancies, anything that could have caused those injuries?
I can most certainly try, though you are not due another personnel scan for 1.74
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, never mind that now, just do it.
Of course, Captain Numbun. Scan complete. All five life signs confirmed as stable, though crewmember Berman would appear to be experiencing a substantially increased heart rate.
That'll be shock, I'd imagine.
Of course. Please accept my condolences, Amita.
Thank you, Hugo.
And the cause of death?
No. One moment. Hugo, you said all life signs were stable, yes?
Indeed. Though crewmember Berman would appear to be...
Yes, we know. That's not the point. The point is... How many life signs did you register?
What?
Hugo said five. But there's only four of us.
Nina, get Amita back to her quarters, please.
But...
That's an order, Perkis.
Fine. Come on, with me. Amita, are you okay?
Yeah, fine. I'm just a little lightheaded.
A shock. It's a lot to take in. The captain's right. You should get some rest.
Yeah. Not sure how well I'll sleep, you know? Without her there.
We'll have Hugo administer something. It will be fine.
She shouldn't be around for this. Hugo.
Yes, Captain.
Please confirm the status of Charlotte Henry's.
Of course. Crewmember Henry's is now regrettably deceased.
And how many life signs aboard?
Five. All stable.
But that's not possible.
Can you identify them?
Of course. Crewmembers Lambon, Berman, Perkis, Song. One yet to be officially registered.
So we're not alone out here.
But no, this isn't possible.
Well, clearly it is.
Perhaps we brought something with us. All those samples we took from Beltraxis.
That's unlikely. Everything's scanned and put into quarantine before we even load a single crate. Then Hugo does a full sensor sweep before takeoff. If something was in here with us, well, he'd have told us by now.
So? What? Something just appeared out of nowhere?
It's not impossible. Hugo, this fifth life sign, can you run a scan on it for me?
Of course. Its location is hard to pinpoint due to possible shielding, but data can still be assembled from previous scans. I'm constructing a basic medical profile for you now.
Whatever it takes, there's a darling.
Patching through to your terminal.
Appears humanoid. That doesn't narrow things down.
No, but these stats might. Body temperature, 16 degrees... Binary vascular system. Of course it would be you.
What?
Oh, I think I know what it is. Well, who it is. They have a habit of finding trouble, and depending which ones come here, they like to bide their time.
What are you talking about?
Trust me, I do this a lot. And if something's going on here, there may already be someone who can help us, and we can work with them to stop it when they're ready.
But no, we can't just ignore this. We have to act now.
Oh, I agree. And whatever happened to Charlotte, believe me, we will get to the bottom of it, with or without the doctor's help.
The doctor?
Until then, Amita needs us. It's tough when you lose the one you love. Believe me, I should know.
Hugo, book a psychiatric assessment for Professor Song before we reach planetfall.
Yes, Captain.
Sorry we're late. Amita wasn't quite... Well, we just needed a few more minutes.
Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Oh.
This isn't easy for any of us. Saying goodbye, it never gets any easier.
Oh, the gasket's closed.
Deadlock seal. We didn't want to risk opening it once it ejected. You know, space, the lack of atmosphere. That's horrible things at the best of times. Never mind.
Perkis!
Sorry, Captain. We can open it up again, if you prefer. Take one last look.
No. I mean, no. I'd rather remember her as I last saw her. Alive, I mean.
Good for you.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've done this. Hugo, did Henri's have any final wishes?
None that I have on record, Captain.
She didn't like a fuss. She'd have hated this. She just wanted to get on with things. Pretend nothing had happened.
Apologies, but I am experiencing some abnormal technical difficulties. Please could crew member Perkis report to Engineering Area 7?
Can't it wait?
No, go. It's what she would have wanted.
But like nothing had happened? Fine. But you know where I am if you need me.
We'll take good care of her.
I know you will. Hit me with it, Hugo. What's worth dragging me away from a funeral?
I am experiencing abnormal technical difficulties in Engineering Area 7.
Yeah, you said. Any idea what the problem is before I get down there?
I'm afraid I am unable to say.
And this is how I choose to make a living.
Have you anything to say?
Feels silly. Just the three of us.
There's nothing silly in that. And you don't have to say a thing if you don't want to.
No. No, I do. I just... I feel like I should have prepared something, you know? But how do you prepare for something like this? Why would you prepare? You know what these jobs are like? You sign up, you do the training, fill out all the recruitment apps. Then you just get on with it. You're lucky if you stay in touch with anyone after it's finished, never mind.
Falling in love.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting it, you know. I don't think she was either.
That sounds like love to me.
Probably wouldn't have lasted once we were home, but still. The way it ended. Not getting to say goodbye. Goodbye, Lot. I'm sorry I couldn't do more for you.
Oh, there now. It wasn't your fault. There wasn't anything any of us could have done.
She was an excellent crew member and a valued friend. We'll miss her, every one of us. Hugo, please prepare Henri's casket for dispersal. We'll say farewell from the observation ring.
Of course, Captain Lambert. Preparations will now commence.
Thank you. Come on, let's get away from here.
Huh. That's odd. The doors won't open.
Oh, let me try. Strange. Well, what if I use the universal override? Oh, nothing. Hugo, what's going on? We can't get out.
I'm afraid I am unable to say. Apologies, Captain Lambert.
Don't apologize. Do something about it.
Oh, can anyone else hear that?
Hear what? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, both of you, hold on to something, and quickly.
Why?
The pressure in here. Oh, can't you feel it? Hugo, darling, what do you think you're doing?
I am following the captain's instructions.
What?
Preparations are now complete.
No.
Depressurization in process. Airlock open.
Not what?
No!
driver! Sorry, Hugo!
What are you doing, Professor Song?
Just a tiny bit of hacking, don't mind me. Don't have long! Come on!
Good! Good! On! Professor!
Warning! System override. Internal security doors have now been breached. Integrity compromised.
Fine! Come on, Amita. With me. We're almost there now. And deadlock. Sealed.
We could have died.
Yes. Oh, yes, we could. But we didn't.
We didn't. But Michelle...
Try not to think about that now. We've more important things to deal with.
Like?
Working out who would do this.
Well, I'm not sure what's up with Hugo, but engineering seemed to be fine. Better than fine. I'd almost say it's in better state than I left it. The engineering fairies must have been doing the round during hypersleep. Why are you both looking at me like that? What's wrong?
Michelle's dead.
What?
It's true. Shortly after you left, we were locked inside. The airlock doors unsealed and she got sucked into space. We were lucky. Very lucky not to join her.
Are you serious?
Oh, deadly.
But what about the fail-safes? That sort of thing shouldn't happen. It can't happen.
Well, it can, and it has. And now there's just the three of us, so we need to work out what just happened and why. Two deaths in less than 7 hours? That isn't just a case of bad luck. That's sabotage.
Sabotage?
That would mean...
It's an inside job. One of us. It's funny how you left the airlock just before it opened.
Now, wait a minute.
No, but that doesn't make sense. Nina was with us when Lotti... she was with us.
But that would mean... Well, the only one who wasn't with us was...
The captain, who's just been sucked out of an airlock.
Perhaps it was just an accident, then.
Or perhaps she meant to kill us and made a mistake?
Or maybe it's something else.
Something else? There's only three of us left.
Is there? Hugo picked up 5 life signs, remember? Before the airlock blew. By my reckoning, that leaves 4. So what else is aboard?
Nothing. It's fine.
You think it's fine? Hugo, scan for life signs.
Of course, Nina. Scan complete. All 4 life signs confirmed as stable, though crewmember Berman is experiencing symptoms that would correspond with extreme anxiety.
I'm surprised she's the only one.
Me too. So come on, Professor. What are you keeping from us?
What makes you think I'm...
Oh, don't give me that. You were there when the captain dismissed us, and I don't believe for 1 second you didn't discuss it with her. So come on. What did you guys talk about?
It isn't important, I promise.
Not important. The woman just lost her life.
Oh, fine. We had Hugo run a scan on the additional life sign. What he told us confirmed my suspicions.
What suspicions?
This is going to sound a tiny bit ridiculous.
Go on.
I have a friend. Well, more than a friend... They're called the Doctor. The only problem is, whenever we meet, he's always in trouble, or maybe I am. Either way, we find a lot of it. And at times like this, when bad things start to happen, he's usually there, in the background somewhere.
You mean you've seen this happen before?
No, not quite like this, no. But trouble in general? Yes. I've stood by his side in intergalactic wars, overthrown despots at the dawn of civilizations, and Q-jumped the finest tea rooms in the galaxy. But trust me when I tell you, he will help us.
You make him sound like some kind of hero.
Oh, no. He's something better than that.
But wait, if you two know each other so well, why hasn't he just come forward?
Spoilers.
I'm sorry?
Spoilers. We keep on meeting out of order. Sometimes I know him better than he knows me. Other times, quite the reverse. We've known each other for years, or not at all, or at the same time all at once. And one day he won't know who I am at all.
But we can trust him?
Yes. Oh, he'll have a master plan. A gloriously frustrating, elaborate master plan. The kind of plan that makes you want to kill him for not letting you in on it. But he will save us, and... oh, well, he'll be so damn smug about it.
I hope you're right.
Me too.
In the meantime, something went wrong with the airlock. Something that almost killed us. Hugo, darling?
Yes, Professor Song?
I hate to be rude, and please don't take offense, but I think there might be something wrong with your systems. Well, I hope there is something wrong with your systems. Otherwise, it means you're the one trying to kill us.
I am not trying to kill any of you, Professor Song.
Well, I am glad to hear it. Still, I don't suppose you could run a full diagnostic check just to make sure everything is in order?
Of course, Professor Song. Initializing.
That doesn't sound good.
I regret to inform you that a severe maintenance fault has now developed in the cargo hold. Remote systems are unable to determine the cause at this moment in time. Manual inspection is, regrettably, required.
Suppose I'd better look at it.
Apologies for any inconvenience, Nina.
Yeah.
Do you need a hand?
Won't know until I get down there. Besides, you should stay with Amita. She looks like hell.
Well, call if you need anything.
Will do. Come on then, Hugo. Talk to me. What's the damage?
I'm afraid I am unable to say.
Can you say anything else today? You're not being helpful.
Apologies, Nina, but my new subroutines prevent me disclosing the information you desire. I am, as I have already told you, unable to say.
Wait, you mean you actually have the information?
Yes, Nina.
Then why not tell me when I ask you?
I'm afraid I am...
unable to say. Oh, you so need an overhaul.
Are you okay? Would you like some rest?
I'm fine. Really. Thanks, though.
You need to look after yourself.
Oh, the way today's going, I think we all do. Do you really think, you know, Nina might be responsible?
Honestly? No, I doubt it. She didn't seem surprised to see us alive. I mean, if I were her and I'd have tried to have us killed, I'd be doing everything in my power to avoid us right now. Well, that and dreaming up ways to finish the job.
You're a real glass-half-empty kind of girl, aren't you?
Perhaps. But if I am, it's only because I've another 6 already waiting. You're being very brave, you know.
Am I? You were the one who saved us.
Oh, I didn't mean all that. I meant Charlotte. It can't be easy.
It isn't. And yes, before you start, I know you're there for me, and I'm grateful, but now isn't the time. I'm not quite ready for any of that yet.
I understand.
Thank you. And what about this doctor of yours?
What about him?
How did he get on board? What's he doing here?
Lights! Hugo, didn't you hear me? Lights, please.
I'm afraid the lighting array for this area has been disabled, Nina. Please accept my apologies.
Not your fault. Well, I suppose in a very literal sense, it is. Good thing I brought a torch with me. Oh, that's better. Now then. Oh, it's like packing a suitcase. Never think about keeping it tidy. Just cram it all in. Hugo, where am I heading? A bit hard to find my way around.
The fault has been detected at Terminal C.
Oh, wherever that is. Are you able to track my movements?
Of course, Nina. I monitor your every move as part of my program.
Great. And have you ever played Hot and Cold?
I'm afraid I do not play, but I do understand your reference.
Okay.
You are cold.
Okay.
You are getting colder.
Oh, right.
You are now getting warmer.
Good.
Warmer. Warmer. You are now getting hot. Hotter. Hotter.
Right. I think I know where I'm going now. Thank you. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. What the hell happened here? The entire terminal's been taken out. Weird. This can't just be a fault. These marks, they aren't consistent with normal burnout. Someone's done this deliberately.
Oh my dear, you're positively scorching.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm afraid that doesn't concern you. Not anymore.
Are you the doctor?
Oh, would it make you feel any better if I were?
Yes.
Then no, I'm most certainly not. Curious how predictable you humans are in these situations.
But wanting to know what an old man's doing down here?
Not just that, though your questions are rather tiresome. No, I mean how easily lured you are as a species. How blindly you walk into things. A summons here, a tech fault there, and off you trot. I somehow knew you'd be the third to let your guard down.
Third? You mean... the others, you...
Yes. I take it you're not armed.
No. Why would I need to be?
Why? Because of this. I could explain to you what it is and what it's about to do to you, but I suspect you'd rather I didn't.
No, don't. I'm begging you. Please don't kill me. I won't tell anyone you're here. We're less than 2 days from planetfall.
I know. And that's why I can't risk the distance. Any final words?
No. I can't let you do this. You two, I found an intruder down the cargo hold.
He said he killed the others. I think he's gonna kill me too.
Nina, can you hear me? It's River. Are you all right down there? What's happening? Nina!
I do wish she hadn't done that. It takes all the fun out of things. Still, I suppose I should dispose of the body before anyone else comes down.
Crew member Perkis, you are now getting colder. Colder.
Oh, she most certainly is.
Hugo, I need you to trace Nina's life signs and patch through a comms link to her location.
Of course, Professor Song.
What do you think happened to her?
I don't know.
But she said someone was down there, a man, that he was going to kill her.
I know, I heard. And that's why we need to make contact.
Connection established. On screen.
Oh, I can't see anything.
Maybe that's the point. Hugo, activate cargo hold lights. All compartments.
Of course, Professor Song. Activating now.
And then there were two. Now, this is lights, camera, action. Hello up there.
I'm afraid whilst you can see me, I can't see you, which I'm sure you'll agree is a terrible pity. To see the expressions on your faces right now.
Is that your doctor?
No, it most certainly isn't. That man is everything the doctor stands against. He's evil, he's utterly ruthless, and he's...
He is the master.
Wait, Hugo? You know that man?
Yes, Amita, I know him. He is the master, and I will obey him.
Oh, no. I got it wrong. So wrong.
I think it's only fair to inform you I did a spot of tidying up whilst I'd been down here. Made a few adjustments to Hugo's systems. He also patched a two-way comms link. I may not be able to see you, but I can hear you. Such panic in two so strong.
Forget the mind games. Just tell me, what are you doing here?
What I do best, my dear, winning. And I'm afraid there's no escape for you both, not now. You have your little friend Nina to thank for that. If only she hadn't raised the alarm the way she has.
I'll find a way to stop you. You know I will.
I wouldn't be so sure. Hugo?
Yes, Master?
Arm the ship self-destruct for me, would you? There's a good chap.
Of course, Master. Self-destruct sequence initiating. You now have 20 minutes left to evacuate the Utopia.
Splendid. I do so love a ticking clock. Don't you, my dears?
No! Hugo, ignore that command! Initiate priority override! Crew member Song, Professor, access code 7 Alpha Gamma 09.
I'm afraid I cannot comply, Professor Song. I have orders from my master.
But that's impossible! He's not even on the manifest!
No, I'm not, am I? Anyone would think I've been covering my tracks. Now, if you don't mind, I've a few loose ends to deal with. I suggest you both start running.
What? No! Can we get the picture back? Hugo!
I'm afraid the Master has requested that I terminate all communications, internal and external.
He doesn't want us calling for help.
Great. So what do we do now?
We run. Oh, it's not much further. The escape capsule's just beyond the next section. Oh, it's a door. Oh.
My authorization code's not working. We can't get through.
Can't we? Good news. The doors aren't deadlocked. Bad news, the Master would know that, which means he still wants me alive to get us through them.
Yeah? Well, I'm sticking with you, so that's fine. Let's move.
Right.
Not long now, with any luck.
Master, sensors have detected a breach in sector Beta 5.
About time, too. Patch me through a visual link. I want to monitor their progress.
Of course, Master.
Well. See how they run.
You now have 15 minutes left to evacuate.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for that. So helpful.
River, wait.
What's wrong? Are you all right?
A stitch, I think. I just have to stop. Just for a bit.
Okay, fine. But we don't have long left to evacuate.
Oh, I know. Just a moment. So come on, then. How do you know him, this master? Who calls himself the master anyway?
And in that one question, you've summed him up.
Seriously, though, who is he?
He's a Time Lord, a renegade. And not even one of the fun, nice Time Lord renegades, which is probably quite telling, given how bad their reputation is right now.
You mean the war?
Not that the master takes sides. He's only ever out for himself. That's why he calls himself the Master. Because on some sad, pathetic level, he genuinely believes he deserves to come out on top. Worse still, he could be right.
How do you mean?
I mean, he's smart, patient, devious. He can get inside people's heads and make them do terrible things. Sometimes his ego gets in the way of things, but even then, he's factored all that into his schemes. Imagine that. An evil genius who actually plans for the chance of failure.
So does that mean we can stop him?
Maybe. If he wants us to. But even then, it'll all just be some part of a grander plan. No. All we have to do now is to get out of here alive. If we manage that, we can consider it a victory.
And the Master?
Who knows? The Doctor used to take care of him, but with everything going on out there. Well, anyway, how are you feeling? Any better?
A bit.
Then come on. Let's not let him win. Through here! Escape capsule! Brilliant!
You took your time.
The master!
Not so brilliant.
I think we can dispense with the theatrics now, don't you? Hugo, cancel the alarm. Your master commands it.
Of course, master.
Ah, that's better.
Is that all it took to make you cancel the self-destruct?
Oh, no, my dear. The ship will still detonate. I just can't bear that dreadful noise. Silence is so much more threatening, don't you think?
River, get into that capsule now. I'll hold him off.
You'll do no such thing.
I think you're forgetting. I outrank you, so get in that capsule.
I can look after myself. Trust me. You, on the other hand...
Yeah, no, she's not well, is she? And yet she's still so concerned for your safety.
River, go now, please.
I don't leave people behind.
Perhaps you should once in a while. Then you wouldn't have to discover the truth of what's been happening here.
What do you mean?
He's playing for time, River. You have to get out of here.
Not without you.
She seems terribly keen that you leave, doesn't she? Why might that be? Could it be she's hiding something?
Master! Don't!
Oh, then now, you see, she's given herself away. She already knows me.
What?
River, please. It's not what you think.
You have no idea what I think. What have you done, Amita?
He said he could help. The war...
And that I can, with a little assistance. In case you hadn't both noticed, we exist in a universe consumed by a devastating time war. True, you might hide away in your fleeting lifetimes of peace and sanctuary, but for the rest of us, for higher beings... The whole of reality itself is now in jeopardy.
And what do you hope to do? Even the Doctor can't stop it.
There's a difference between stopping the war and winning. Alas, both the Daleks and the Time Lords are now getting desperate. Desperate enough to begin conducting experiments. Their genetic scientists are splicing life form after life form with the space-time vortex itself, producing devastating creatures... That should never have even been possible.
Oh, and let me guess. You want to put an end to that?
Not at all, my dear. I want to get in on the action. But first, I needed a little genetic material of my own. Hence, our mutual friend here. The moment I met Miss Berman, I knew she was the ideal for my purposes. Intelligent, driven... And not remotely loyal. Oh, she liked her colleagues, yes, but when presented with a fresh opportunity, a chance to make a difference, and enjoy a not inconsiderable fee into the bargain, well, you can imagine her reaction.
I'll do it.
Are you certain? Because if you're caught...
I won't get caught. Not for that kind of money.
I'm glad to hear it. But you must consider the emotional distress it may cause.
Yeah? I'm tougher than people think.
I believe you are.
You'd better. So, do we have a deal?
We most certainly do. The genetic material I desired came from a long-dead race and a world long since forgotten.
Peltraxis.
Indeed. So, you can only imagine how happy I was to learn that an expedition was being dispatched there to conduct an extremely thorough study of their civilization. And with Miss River Song, no less.
That's Professor River Song. And you? How could you do this, Amita?
We were taking samples anyway. What harm could it do? I never knew it would lead to all this. I didn't expect people to die because of it.
That's not entirely true now, is it?
What does he mean?
I'm not sure.
Amita!
It means I needed a way to transport the material undetected. Your samples are all well and good, but you scientists, you're so thorough. Anything stolen would have been noticed and documented. No. I needed to find a different method altogether of transporting my specimens. And what better way to smuggle organic material than within another organic life form?
Rurup, please. I didn't know.
That's what happened to Charlotte, isn't it? You used her, and then this thing, whatever it is, that killed her.
I thought it was dormant. That's what the master told me.
And you believed him?
Oh, the littlest of little white lies, I assure you. I'd like to tell you I had to exhaust my persuasive powers to make her turn against her comrades. But alas, I didn't. Quite the opposite. Still, you've done well, Miss Berman, protecting my cargo all this time.
Well, she let her lover die.
Yeah, perhaps, but Miss Henry's was hardly an innocent either. In fact, she might just be worse, because she made me a counter-offer. When she found out what Amita intended, Miss Henry's took matters into her own hands. A delicious double cross I couldn't refuse. Regrettably, this meant disposing of the evidence early.
But no, you can't. We had a deal, remember? I helped you on board this ship.
And I'm grateful, my dear, truly. But I'm afraid you fulfilled your purpose.
Help me! Please! If anyone can hear me, I'm in Sector Gamma 3. Over.
It's too late, you know. They won't have time to save you.
But I can still warn them. About you. About what you're doing here.
Threats, now? Really? I did warn you what would happen.
No. No. Please, don't do this. Don't!
Here you go.
Yes, Master.
Erase that last communication from the archive.
Of course, Master.
Madlotti, when we found her...
You thought the creature did that? Oh, no. I'm afraid I faked it. A rather grisly fake, but needs must. I'm afraid there's only one deadly life form aboard this ship, my dear, and that's me. For the time being, at least.
But why tell us all this? Why not just leave or kill us?
Oh, he wanted to gloat.
Not at all. I think she's a foregone conclusion. No, rather, I just needed to buy myself some time. And there we are. Not long now.
Why? What's happening to her?
Her lover sold her out. What do you think might be happening to her? Hugo, how many life signs do you now detect aboard this vessel?
4, Master.
You can't be serious.
Although I regret to inform you that crew member Berman is deteriorating at an exponential rate.
Oh, what does that mean? What's he done to me?
It wasn't him, Amita. It was Charlotte. I'm sorry, but she used you. Like you were going to use her. She waited until we all revived from stasis, then smuggled the life form into your biology.
What?
Maybe something in your food tasted different one morning, or a kiss lingered longer than usual.
No! No, she wouldn't!
I'm afraid she would. But I must thank you, Amita, for incubating my cargo this whole time. You've saved me a great deal of trouble. Or rather, your beloved Miss Henry's has.
Stop this now. I'm begging you.
Even if I wanted to, I can't. I imagine it's quite painful, yes?
She doesn't deserve this.
I agree. And much as I would like to prolong her suffering, this ship has very little time left. Forgive me, Miss Berman. This may sting a little.
Stop it! Stop! You're killing her!
Not at all. I'm merely accelerating her body's cellular mutation. Once I know what this creature is, I can contain it within my TARDIS and leave. You, on the other hand, will have to take your chances. So lovely seeing you again, Miss Song.
This isn't the end.
Isn't it?
Hugo,
Yes, Professor Sol.
That self-destruct sequence.
You can't stop it. I was very specific on that point. The sequence cannot be cancelled or delayed.
Oh, good, because I don't want to do either. Hugo, this is Professor Riversong requesting self-destruct sequence be accelerated. 2 minutes.
Of course, Professor Song.
What? No, Hugo! This is your master. Override that command immediately.
I'm afraid I am unable to fulfill this request, Master, as it is in conflict with your previous instruction. The sequence cannot be cancelled or delayed.
Come on, come on. You're an escape capsule, not a bank vault. Open up!
Hugo, listen to me. I am your master, and you will obey me. Override that command.
I am unable to do so. Please accept my apologies.
But no! My TARDIS! I'll not reach it in time!
Oh, finally! So lovely seeing you again.
Oh, no, you don't! Not after what you've done here!
What do you think you're doing?
Escaping with you, and I don't like it either. Now get those doors sealed quickly. We don't have very long left.
I think I'd rather take my chances out there.
By all means, don't let me stop you.
Oh, I'm going to regret this.
Yes, aren't I? Very probably. Now seal the doors! Oh. All that work. And now so worthless. Thanks to you.
Oh, my heart bleeds. Now then, doors sealed, ejection sequence initiated. I'd hold on tight to something if I were you.
10 seconds until self-destruct. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. 2, 1. Self-destruct sequence complete.
You've lost.
You're that particular specimen, yes, but don't worry. The universe is a big and frightening place. I've still a great many more at my disposal. Let's see now.
What are you doing?
You're trying to stabilize our descent. The blast has thrown us clear into Valium's orbit. We're entering the planet's outer atmosphere.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
In terms of our survival, yes. But there's something else I can't risk losing. It did. Unfortunately, it's on a slightly different trajectory. If I don't act fast, it'll be lost to deep space forever. And who knows whose hands it might fall into. I cannot allow that to happen.
Oh. What's that noise?
I'm magnetizing the hull, drawing my TARDIS towards us. He's hoping it's not too late. That's it. Closer. Closer. Almost there now. Excellent!
You're happy now?
Yes, as it happens. Does it offend you?
Oh, on so many levels. Still, now we can deal with the real issue.
Which is?
This capsule's still descending and not slowing down. The parachutes should deploy, providing your TARDIS isn't obstructing them, of course.
Ah.
Though, even if they do, we've not been able to plot a proper trajectory. So wherever we land...
Landing's a generous term for it.
Well, quite. Crash or splashdown, it's not going to be pretty. And that's the G-force kicking in now! I brace yourself! Good luck!
Luck? I'm almost hoping we crash to regenerate and find your body next to mine! Better than either of us could have expected.
Oh, didn't it just? So, what happens now?
Now, I demagnetize my TARDIS from this wretched capsule. And I bid you farewell. Goodbye, my dear.
Oh, no! Don't you dare! You come back!
I'd be careful of your footing. Who knows what creatures might be lurking in these depths?
You really think you can just walk away from all this?
Why not? I have before. I will again.
Not when I'm around. Come here!
What, are you insane? Unhand me, woman. Otherwise we might both fall in.
If I'm going down, I'm taking you with me.
Oh, very good, River. Very clever. You must feel so pleased with yourself. And yet, did it never once occur to you that you're still, in fact, alive? Why might that be,
You needed me to get a meter through the doors.
Aboard the Euterpe, yes, but not now. I could have killed you in the capsule at any time. After all, I still have my screwdriver.
You still want me for something?
Of course. Because people are bound to have questions. They'll want to know what happened aboard the Euterpe, and you'll be the one who tells them.
I thought you'd already covered your tracks.
Oh, I have. But I know you, Riversong, the Doctor's wife. Such a wonderfully ludicrous notion. And yet, your past, the way you were conditioned from birth to kill the man you love.
Oh, what are you doing?
Taking advantage of that pre-existing conditioning. I did look into your background, just as I promised. Now, listen to my voice and relax. Just look across the ocean. See how the light from those suns ripples across its surface. And listen to my voice.
Oh, no. No, I know what you're doing.
Of course you do, but that's all right. You have nothing to worry about, because I am the master. You are Riversong, and now you will obey me.
Professor Song, when your escape capsule was recovered from Valiant, you were the only survivor on board, is that correct?
Regrettably, Admiral, yes, that is correct.
And what happened to the rest of your crew?
They died. Some as a result of errors in Hugo's programming. Life support systems failed shortly after our recovery from hypersleep. Captain Lambon was sucked out of an airlock.
For the benefit of the inquiry, that testimony is corroborated by the black box recordings.
But the others... they weren't an accident. A crew member, Berman, hijacked the expedition. She hoped to smuggle contraband organic matter back to Valion. Samples of a long-dead race that, if reactivated, could have wiped out all life on that planet and beyond.
A somewhat extreme statement, wouldn't you say, Professor?
Perhaps if I hadn't seen it. But I did. I also saw what it did to Henry's and Perkis. If I hadn't engaged the Euterpe's auto-destruct sequence, that creature might still be out there, and the threat would be very real.
It seems you have yourself a victory.
My crewmates died. That's never a victory.
Of course. Accept our apologies. There is still one discrepancy, however.
Oh?
We retrieved data from the Black Box archives suggesting an additional unlogged crew member. Would you happen to know anything about that? For the benefit of the inquiry, Professor, please, can you confirm there was no one else present?
No.
No?
I mean, there was no one, sir. Just myself, Michelle, Nina, Amita, and Lottie.
And you're certain of that?
Absolutely. I have it all in my diary.
Listening to The Diary of River Song, Concealed Weapon by Scott Hancock. River Song was played by Alex Kingston, the Master, Derek Jacobi, Amita Berman, Vinita Rishi, Nina Perkis, Orion Ben, Hugo, Tom Price, Michelle Lambourne, Jacqueline King, Charlotte Henrys, Beth Chalmers, Admiral, Richenda Carey. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Ken Bentley. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.